This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Laura unveils insurance plan for wildfires. Democrats lay out agenda, and MAGA blamed for farm bill delay. Hearing set for new insurance regulations. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara spearheading reforms to preserve coverage options for homes and businesses. He proposes to allow insurance companies to take wildfire catastrophe modeling into account, raise premiums in exchange for covering a portion of properties at higher risk. The department has released a draft of the proposal, the last in a series of rulemaking activities. It has set a hearing date of September 17th to present the regulation and take public input. Laura said his strategy will help to modernize the marketplace while continuing to scrutinize rate increases. The approach has gained the support of the California Farm Bureau. Senior policy advocate Peter Ansel said his members are willing to absorb the added cost, quote, so long as they're fair and equitable. Cancellations and non-renewals have hit farms and ranches even in low-risk irrigated areas, he explained. Remember, Laura has raced to draft new regulations after the legislature failed to strike a deal in the waning hours of session last year. So far, that persistence has paid off, drawing praise from lawmakers, local governments, and Governor Gavin Newsom, along with rural residents and industries. DNC kicks off, platform affirms Biden agenda. The Democratic National Convention heads into its second day today in Chicago. Former President Barack Obama will headline the evening slate of speakers. Last night, the delegates approved a 91-page platform that affirms key Biden administration policies, including the president's goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. By the way, the platform also calls for eliminating stepped-up basis, calling it a, quote, loophole for the wealthiest Americans. Farm groups agree stepped-up basis is critical for keeping family farming operations together. Harris thanks Biden in surprise appearance at DNC. The convention last night featured a surprise appearance from Vice President Kamala Harris. She was welcomed with cheers and delivered a few short remarks, thanking Joe Biden for his historic leadership. "We are forever grateful to you," she said, before telling the crowd, quote, "we all have so much more in common than what separates us." By the way, House Ag Committee member Jasmine Crockett of Texas got in a reference to the farm bill in a speech last night. She blamed Trump's MAGA supporters in Congress for blocking border security measures, aid to Ukraine, and even the farm bill. The farm bill has never been put on the House floor, only received 4 Democratic votes in committee. Immigration advocate, take the deportation pledge seriously. The U.S. should offer visas to immigrants who plan to work in essential food supply chain jobs, an advocate for immigrants said at the DNC event yesterday. Andrea Flores, Vice President for Immigration Policy and Campaigns at FWD.us, other representatives from the group also emphasized the need to create pathways for immigrants to obtain legal status. The public wants border security and border patrol, Flores said. They also want policies that protect undocumented immigrants and that give immigrants better legal pathways to come to the U.S. She called the convention, quote, an unprecedented moment where immigration has actually risen to a major issue in a presidential election, noting the issue was not as important to voters from 2008 to 2020. Deportation? Flores also said Americans need to, quote, take seriously former President Donald Trump's pledge to deport undocumented immigrants, although any plan to do so would likely take some time to implement. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Lawmakers push strategic initiative for bird flu. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is pushing USDA to create a strategic initiative for avian influenza, similar to what the department has done in the past for deadly E. coli bacteria. Such a unit within the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service could coordinate research on issues such as vaccines, as well as advanced biosecurity measures and wild bird deterrence, according to a letter the lawmakers sent to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Unprecedented times require action at establishing an initiative that brings the brightest minds together to discover effective methods to combat HPAI will be essential to eventually eradicate this disease and protect our farmers, says the letter led by Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa, Jim Costa of California. In a statement to AgriPulse, a spokesman for the department outlined the steps that have been taken to address the latest outbreak in cattle and birds. The statement says, quote, USDA has forged many strategic partnerships across our own agencies with other federal and state partners and with researchers all over the country. These collaborative efforts have allowed us to protect farm workers and farmers, the health and welfare of livestock animals, and reaffirm the safety of the food supply. Well, here's today's final word. Farm workers are the backbone of California. That Nancy Ferraris, who directs the Employment Development Department. On Monday, EDD awarded a farm worker advocacy group $100,000 to host a monthly radio show on accessing unemployment and paid family leave benefits. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.